Tadej Pogačar of Slovenia clinched victory Sunday at this year's Tour de France. A 21-mile sprint in the Tour's final stage kept him ahead of his two chief Danish and Belgian rivals, as Villa Marx reports.
As he raced along the Promenade des Anglais on Nice's seafront for his final few meters, Pogačar raised both hands and drew cheers from spectators, a streak of yellow flashing past. His win in the final stage was his sixth daily victory of the three-week-long contest. He ended Sunday 1 minute and 3 seconds ahead of Jonas Vingegaard from Denmark and Belgian rider Remco Evenepoel, the reigning world champion for these sprints over shorter distances known as time trials. That 21st and final stage this year was historic for its location in the hills between Monaco and Nice, rather than on Paris's Champs-Élysées, where the Olympics start Friday. After more than 2,000 miles in the saddle, Pogačar was a clear Tour winner amid a fierce and high-profile rivalry with Jonas Vingegaard and Remco Evenepoel, as he acknowledged on the podium.
I must say how happy I am to win this Tour de France, and how crazy the journey was, how crazy the battles we had with Jonas here and Remco, and it was one of the craziest tours, I think, in the history.
He last won the French contest back in 2021, but had ceded the title for the past 2 years to Vingegaard, setting up one of the most keenly watched contests in modern cycling. He'd also earned top prize in cycling's other major annual tour event this year, the Giro d'Italia, making him the first man this century to win both contests in the same season. For NPR News, I'm Dylan Marks.